Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the first meeting between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders in 2024. As this is the Marauders pregame show here from Lecom Park, Thomas and Zarella, so happy you could join us. Bradenton coming off a 12-game and 12-day stretch as are the Jupiter Hammerheads. And what's Bradenton right now, they have lost their last three games. They dropped a couple last week against Fort Myers and then dropped 5 of 6, actually. And they lost their last three in Fort Myers. It was wrapped around the holiday weekend, July 4th. Well, Sundays, we usually do the Pittsburgh Pirates org report and kind of what happens and what goes on in the Pirates org, with John Moses and Altoona and Jack McMullen and AAA Indianapolis. And because today is a Tuesday, we didn't play on Sunday. Back-to-back off days the last 2 days. So figured, why not? Let's get you that org report now. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. It is time now for the Pittsburgh Pirates org report. You'll hear from John Moses in AA Altoona and Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis, but also you hear from myself, Thomas and Zerub, of the week that was for Bradenton last week against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. First up, here is Bradenton.
With a look at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas and Zerub. Bradenton had a mini three-game home-and-home series with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, in which they dropped 5 of the 6 in the series. They did have a few big performances this week from a couple key players. 18-year-old catcher Axel Plaz continues to hit for power, hitting 3 home runs in his first 3 games in the month of July. He's now up to 10 on the season, which is the most by any catcher since May 17th in single A. On the pitching side of things, it's been a week of minor league rehabbers. Aaron Shortridge struck out 7 in a scoreless outing, and Pirates number 10 prospect Mike Burrows made his 3rd rehab start in Fort Myers. Here's what Mike had to say about how his rehab has been progressing so far.
I'd say the last outing, the slider was doing really well on the fastball, so I kind of clung on to those. So the changeup and curveball weren't used as much, but just trying to feel everything out again. Like I said, it's been a long road, and there's been a lot of ups and downs throughout the process and how I feel and how everything was coming back. And I'm just really blessed to be at this point in the rehab and these outings, and starting to feel like they're not rehab starts anymore and starting to feel like they're it's full go. So it's been good.
He's been working with pitching coach Matt Ford for a couple of years now, since he was drafted in 2018. And Ford had some high praise about Burrows and how he competes.
I've known Mike for years since he got drafted with us. I think it was he got drafted in, I want to say, 18 with us. He's one of the most fierce competitors I've had in my 11 years here. And I tell guys when they watch a guy compete, that's the guy to watch. And I mean the way he is in between the lines of the competitive mindset and mentality out there. And once he's off the outside the lines, he's just a sweet man, like just a great guy to be around. And how he separates it, that to me, he's the epitome of a true pro. How he goes about his business, prepares, and I could see in his last outing the old Michael Burrow starting to come back.
Back-to-back off days on Sunday and Monday before Bradenton returns home for a 6-game series against the Jupiter Hammerheads. With the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas Zarella.
With AA Altoona, this is John Moses. What a week in Curve PA as Altoona picked up 4 straight wins against Harrisburg, capped off by a wild 13-12 win in tennis Saturday night. The key to the recent hot stretch of play for the Curve has been the starting pitching. Altoona has gotten 7 innings or more in 5 of their last 15 games from the starter, as Poyu Chen, Thomas Harrington, Drake Fellows, and Bubba Chandler have each gone to career-long lengths. And entering Sunday, Curve starters have a 2.64 earned run average in their last 15 games. Central to that group has been right-hander Bubba Chandler, who has just 4 walks and 45 strikeouts in his last 37 innings since returning from the injured list in late May. During that time, he's recorded a 2.19 earned run average. Since June the 1st, Chandler has the most strikeouts by a double-A pitcher and ranks 2nd in the circuit in WHIP with a 0.73 mark. For manager Robbie Hammack, there's one area that has impressed him most above the rest.
I mean, shoot, his command has been tremendous. He's been able to throw 3 pitches for strikes. He's obviously got a plus fastball, and one of the most impressive things he does is hold his velocity throughout the entire game. Something you don't see, it's rare. So that's one thing that really, really, really sets him apart, being able to hold that velocity. But the main thing he's been doing is controlling his emotions. Like, the emotional maturity has just come a long way.
Altoona continues a nine-game homestand on Tuesday night against Bowie, the Baltimore Orioles AA affiliate. Bubba Chandler slated to toe the rubber in the series opener before he heads off to the Futures game, where he's expected to pitch 1-2 innings in Saturday's annual prospect showcase. With AA Altoona, this is John Moses.
With AAA Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen. The Indians tied a bow on a heck of a week last night, taking 4 of 5 games against the Reds-affiliated Louisville Bats after dropping 5 of 6 in Rochester the week prior. The Indians and Bats played a 3-game set in Indianapolis Thursday through Saturday and drew over 10,000 fans to the ballpark each night. In terms of on-field performance, let's fill you in on the rehabbers. Marco Gonzalez just started his second game of the rehab assignment last night, working his way back from that forearm strain that landed him on the 60-day. Marco, through 2 starts, has allowed 5 earned in 7 1/3 innings, punching 6 and walking 5, getting to the 50-pitch ballpark each time out. As for another left-hander, reliever Ryan Borucki, he's now totaled 4 2/3 innings of one-run ball across 5 appearances on the rehab, with the only run coming on the first pitch he threw on the rehab assignment last week in Rochester when he allowed a solo homer. Borucki, in 4 2/3 innings, has punched out 8 and walked 2, and that slider has looked like that Borucki slider. As for the youngins, Henry Davis resumed his rehab on Thursday in Indy after having it paused in Altoona, and has played the entirety of all 3 games that he's been with the team for. Henry caught all 9 innings on Thursday, he DH'd all 9 on Friday, and caught all 9 again last night. The last rehab update is on Quinn Priester, who looked excellent first time out. Quinn worked 5 innings of one-run ball on Tuesday, allowing just 3 hits, no walks, and K'ing 6 in 70 pitches. He's slated to go again on Tuesday at home against Columbus as he works his way back from that lat issue. Finally, let's talk Ashcraft. Braxton came off the shelf yesterday and piggybacked Marco Gonzalez and threw exceptionally well. Ashcraft logged 3 shutout innings out of the bullpen, allowing just 3 hits with 3 Ks and no walks. So in 18 1/3 AAA innings, Braxton Ashcraft is sporting a 0.49 ERA and a whip of walks and hits per innings pitched under 1. The Indians have a double off day, as weird as it sounds, but they played on Monday, so they have Sunday off and Monday off before kicking off a 6-game homestand against Columbus to take them into the All-Star break. And I hope you like honey up in Pittsburgh. Brent Honeywell, the Indians closer, according to a couple of sources on Twitter, has a locker at PNC Park. With Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to Lecon Park here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as Jupiter and Bradenton setting to meet for the first time in 2024. As both managers right now are talking things over with both umpires at home plate exchanging lineup cards. Garrett Nelson calling balls and strikes, and Liana Ricks is in the field for today. Jim Horner is exchanging lineup cards with Frank Clark, who is a interim manager this week for Jupiter. Here is the starting lineups for both sides as we start with Jupiter. The DH, Colby Shade, hits leadoff, followed by the minor league rehabber from AA Pensacola center fielder Shane Sasaki. Ryan Ignolfo, the catcher, hits third, followed by Kemp Alderman, the left fielder. John Cruz, left-handed right fielder, bats fifth. Playing third base and batting in the sixth spot is JT Mabry. Jordan McCants, the second baseman, who is a lefty, hits seventh. And batting eighth is Angelo Despina, who plays first base. Junior Sanchez, the lefty shortstop, rounds out the starting nine for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They send the lefty Julio Mendez to the hill today. He's 1-3 with a 4.64 ERA on the season. He goes opposite of the righty Carlson Reed, who enters today 4-3 with a 2.59 ERA. Bradenton's 1-9, switch-hitting second baseman Gerald Toledo hits leadoff, followed by the switch-hitting shortstop in Kiner Delgado. Esbelin Valdez, the right fielder, just activated off the injured list today. He bats third. Axel Plaz is the DH. He hits cleanup. Doing the catching is Omar Alfonso. The lefty hits fifth. Eddie Rodriguez plays first and bats in the sixth spot. The left-hitting center fielder, Shalene Polanco, bats seventh. Miguel Sosa, the left fielder, is in the eight hole, and switch-hitting third baseman Wesley Zapata rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders against Reed, against Mendez here on this Tuesday, 5:30 first pitch, 11 a.m. game tomorrow as the Marauders take the field led by Carlson Reed and their black Bradenton script tops, white pants on this Tuesday night. We come back here. It will be first pitch from Lecon Park. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecon Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Let's go! Woo!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From Lacombe Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the first of six meetings this week between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders. Here from Lacombe Park, Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could join us on this Tuesday night in the friendly city. Bradenton coming off a mini three-game home-and-home series with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, in which they dropped 5 out of 6. They've lost their last three games, and looking for a bounce-back effort here today against a team that has the same record as them in the second half. Jupiter is 6-9 in the second half, 42-39 overall. Bradenton 35-46 and 6-9 again in the second half. It is an earlier start today due to the 11 a.m. camp day game tomorrow as Carlison Reed throws one of his last warm-up pitches here. As the tall right-hander will face Colby Shea, Shane Sasaki, and Ryan Ignofo at the top of the first inning. And I think right now we might have a little bit of a delay as home plate umpire and Garrett Nelson is having a bit of a technical issue with the pitch comm, or the, as to say, the communication system for electronic balls and strikes, the ABS system. So he's right now with the tech trying to get things worked out right now. As he's up along the fence, and now he'll walk back towards home plate. As the DH, Colby Shane, digs in the right side. Jupiter in their light blue tops, gray pants. Parent club of the Miami Marlins, Bradenton in their black script jerseys that read Bradenton. And gold just like the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch from Carlson Reed is swung on and missed out for strike one. And we're off and running at 5:31 p.m. here from Lacombe Park. First meeting this year between both sides. The 0-1. Fastball nubbed to the home plate, foul for strike two. Game time temperature, it's 90 degrees. Bit of an overcast day. A lot of clouds up there. Wind blowing at 8 miles an hour. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slaughter from Carlson Reed. And Shade is put away on three pitches. So with one out, base is clear, top one, no score, just off and running from Lacombe Park. Carlson Reed this year making his 15th start as Shane Sasaki steps in the right side, takes down and in for ball one. Fourth round pick last year out of West Virginia. Carlson Reed stands in the mound at 6'5". And the 1-0 rides high and in with a fastball, it's 2-0. 220 pounds, he's 21 years of age. Born in Atlanta, grew up just outside it though. 2-0. And fastball high and in for ball three. Coming off a not so great start for him. He just ran into a pitch count issue though in the second. 3-0. And a fastball at the knees called strike. Still overall though on the season, he's 4-3 with a 2.59 ERA. He's one of the best pitchers in the Florida State League. 3-1, and a fastball low for ball four. And so Reed, after a strikeout, walks Sasaki. And man's on with one out, top one for Ryan Ignofo. Reed allowed 3 earned runs, walked 4, and inning in 2/3, did give up 5 hits as well. It was his shortest start of the season. 58 pitches, including exactly 35 in the second. That was last Tuesday against Fort Myers here. Ignofo takes a called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. And a runner on first, no score, top one. The 0-1. Slider ripped out and missed for a strike. Even in that last start in the first inning, And the base is full and used an inning-ending double play, which that's his M.O. He's a ground ball pitcher. Has a ground ball rate come in at a 57.7%. Reads 0-2. Swinging a foul back. That ground ball rate is the best in the Pirates org among pitchers who have thrown at least 60 innings. It's the second best in the FSL. And the 11th best in all of minor league baseball. Ready comes set for the belt. And the 0-2. High and in with a fastball at 93. Faces Agdafa, who comes in inning 324 in the season, having a good year so far. Currently puts him third in the FSL among qualified hitters. 1-2. Check swing, and he offered for strike three. There's that wipeout slider for Carlson Reed. And he struck out two of the first three here tonight. A walk has been sandwiched in between a pair of strikeouts as Kemp Alderman, the left fielder, steps in. It was scored top one, runner on with two outs. And the opening pitch to him. Breaking ball whacked back behind to him. For Carlson Reed, it's a three-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, slider. Biggest thing for him is throwing strikes. He still has thrown a lot this year, but 37 walks and 62 and two-thirds coming in. The 0-1. Fastball fouled off at home plate for strike two. Caught Omar Alfonso there. Let's have the defense for you as well for Braden. Start on the outfield left to right. Miguel Sosa, Shalene Polanco, and Esblin Valdez is in right. Wes is a pot at third. Delgado to late up the middle. Rodriguez is at first, and Omar Alfonso is doing the catching. 0-2. Man, that's just outside. Nibble with that fastball. There is Sosa in left field, and Delgado at shortstop started a walk in towards a dugout there. Not that he had strike three. 1-2. Ricky ball foul back behind to him. I'd say right now, though, Carlson Reed would probably be the team MVP if you had to pick one player on the Marauders roster this season. 1-2, runner motion, and it's cut on a miss for strike three. Carlson Reed strikes out the side of the first. Bottom one, Marauders coming to bat here on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented
Bring
by
the kids
Budweiser.
And the entire family.
Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Up to US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner.
Yeah.
They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
bottom one. No score between Bradenton and Jupiter as Julio Mendez. Lefty stands on top of the hill, faces back-to-back switch hitters in Gerald Toledo, Connor Delgado, and then a righty Esplin Valdez. As Mendez's first pitch fastball is belt high. A called strike, it's nothing and one. Carlson Reed struck out the side in the first inning. As the 0-1 pitch is outside and the count's even 1-1. Gerald Toledo's hitting .233 on the season. 7 doubles, 16 RBIs. 1-1. And fastball high and in. It's a called strike. Today is the electronic ABS system, so both the umpires this first three games. As a 1-2 and Toledo's punched out as he goes down looking. One gone to the bottom of the first inning. No score, nobody on for Connor Delgado. But these first three games, and it's open umpire Garrett Nelson or Liana Ricks who's in the field. First pitch to Delgado. He takes on the inside corner, a called strike. They'll call their own strike zone later in the week. The 0-1. Waved at it, missed. Good change up there. It's 0-2. Mendez's numbers this year is 1-3 with a 4.64 ERA. Years of age from Valencia, Venezuela. 0-2, and that's barreled out in the air, right center field. Sasaki over to his left, stops and makes the grab for the loud second out. Let's meet the defense this evening for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Start on the outfield left to right. Kemp Alderman, Shane Sasaki, and then John Cruz is in right. JT Mabry's at third. Junior Sanchez, Jordan McCants up the middle. And then over at first base is Angelo Despina with Ryan Ignafo behind home plate. Here is Esplin Valdez, who takes the first pitch low for a ball. The 1-0. Checks a swing, leaves it up and away, though it's 2-0. Mendez looking for an efficient first inning here. 2-0, and Valdez takes up high for ball three. Valdez just activated off the injured list today. He was hit in the head by a pitch. And Clearwater, 3-0, and that's taken for a called strike. Good to see him back, as Valdez is one of the best hitters in the lineup in terms of driving and men. 3-1, and that struck well the deep center field. Sasaki heading back with the jump, makes the catch. Right as he angles out on the edge of the warning track, it's another well-struck baseball, but a 1-2-3 first inning. No score to the second we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here she comes now, say, morning, morning.
Top of the second inning, no score as the first pitch from Carlson Reed is chopped on the ground right side. Glove by Rodriguez as he races the bag and beats John Cruz there. One pitch, one out to start this second inning in a scoreless game. Third baseman JT Mabry digs some dirt around on the right side to face Carlson Reed for the first time today. Reed struck out the side, walked one in the first inning. As the righty Mabry against the righty Carlson Reed. First pitch is at the knees, a called strike. Reed, who played his college ball at West Virginia. A one, and Mabry fans on down and away. It's nothing and two. It'll be draft coming up soon. 0-2, swinging a poke foul down the right field line. Which there's a West Virginia player. Supposed to go on possibly the top five, J.J. Weatherhull. Right now they have Travis Bazana from Oregon State going 1-1. 0-2, and a slider bounces in for a ball. Charlie Condon slated to go number two out of University of Georgia. 1-2. High, and it is Mabry bends out of the way of that fastball, and the count's even. Well, the bigger story, though, in the first round, that was how many Wake Forest Demon Deacons could get selected. 2-2. Reggie ball hit in the air right center field. Polanco to his left as now Valdez, the right fielder, swoops in, makes the grab. Two quick outs here in the second. Right now, the player going sixth overall, and then you have Chase Burns going eighth overall. Seaver King slated to go 15th overall. This is all MLB Pipeline. And their rankings in mock draft. First pitch to Jordan McCants is on the outside corner for a called strike. Second baseman. And then there's maybe a couple more borderline. As the 0-1, it's laid off on the outer half for a ball. It's 1-1. See some players from the state of Florida as well. Local connections that may get selected. 1-1. Swinging a slow ground ball right side. Toledo charging in. Fields underhand flips to first, and that's a 1-2-3 second. 1.5 in the books. No score from Lecom on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Home half of the second inning, no score between Jupiter and Bradenton on this Tuesday night at Lecom Park. 4, 5, and 6 due up against the southpaw Julio Mendez. throws a first pitch fastball, a called strike on the inner edge to the righty Plaz. Alfonso and Rodriguez to follow. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive, past the diving, DiSpagna in the right field. Axio Plaz shoots one the opposite way. As DiSpagna, was playing off the first base line. That's good to see for Axio Plaz. Going the opposite way there. Leadoff single, first hit today for either side. It's Omar Alfonso to the left. He climbs in. Takes a first pitch fastball high. Well, for Mendez so far, see mostly just fastballs from him. As Plaz takes the leadoff of first. A 1-0. Swing and a miss. There's a breaking ball that time. It's 1-1. Omar this year hitting 252 in 68 games, 13 doubles, 4 home runs, and 23 RBIs. The 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball, shallow right center. Cruz racing in, McCants goes out, and it's Cruz, the right fielder. He sets it aside. With one out, runner on, it's Eddie Rodriguez. Wind is blowing out towards right center. It's typically the wind you see during the minor league season. Here at Leacock Park, it is the home. Pirates spring training as well. First pitch to Eddie. As he hacks and misses out a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Mendez comes set and strides home. There was a fastball the knees called strike. He's got really good location so far on his pitches. Making his 10th start, 9th appearance of the season between two different levels. He pitched one game for the FCL Marlins. And the 0-2 outside with a changeup. Last year, made one start for Jupiter. Just three total, or four total, between two levels. 1-2. Swinging a line drive, back foul. Just a second year stateside. Obviously, he's still 19 years old. He has a young 19, too. Birthday in January of 2005. Signed to a deal on June 1st, 2022. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Puts away Rodriguez. Second strikeout as Shalene Polanco walks the plate. Full numbers on the year for him in Jupiter so far. 15 walks, 30 strikeouts, and 33 innings. Off a start against Palm Beach on July the 1st. Gave up two runs on four hits in four innings. First pitch to the lefty. Polanco's outside for a ball. Scoreless game. Bottom two. Runner on. Two outs in the inning for Julio Mendez. Long stare to first. 1-0. And Polanco fouls it back behind him. Shalene this year hitting a .166 in 66 games. Does have 12 doubles, 9 home runs, and 36 RBIs. Plaz, who is at first, had 3 home runs last week. He's now the team leader at 10. 1-1. That's down to the dirt. Past Ignafo. And Plaz moves to second on the wild pitch. Looking to do something here after Axio Plaz set a leadoff single. Well, Bradenton this year has not hit lefties well overall. Two on. Swinging a foul back. Protective swing there on a pitch high end. Bradenton against lefties as a team hitting 184. Their average as a team is 207, so that is below the mark. Splits difference from what they hit against the righties. Counts even with the runner on second base. Two outs, the 2-2. That's off the plate with a slider. And the count runs full. Chalene this year, too, he is just 3 for 40 against lefties. 3-2. And that's taken high for ball four. He works a walk. First and second with two outs. And the bottom of the second inning, no score between Bradenton and Jupiter in their first meeting in 2024. Miguel Sosa steps in the right side, playing in his second series in single A, called up last week from the FCL Pirates. And the righty takes up and away for ball one. Listed as a catcher, that's what he originally signed as, if you look on his bio online, but he's been playing mostly outfield the last year and a half, still caught a couple games last year. And a 1-0 check swing, and he takes the ball, it's 2-0. Sosa stands at a 5'10", 20 years old from Santiago in the DR. Look to second, now to first. 2-0. That's down and out of the zone for ball three. As Mendez, who was throwing a lot of strikes early, he has fallen behind here the last couple hitters. Sosa in last week's series did have a home run here at Lee Comp Park. It was 2 for 13. 3-0. And up and away, ball four. That's back-to-back walks to load them up for Wesley Zapata. And now a mound visit here by Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach. Now looked like a good start here for Mendez, who had retired five of the first six before now walking the last two to load him up. Zapata will come to the plate. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Palm Beach is hosting Clearwater and also early game today. 1-0 Palm Beach ahead, but currently in a rain delay at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on the East Coast. Fort Myers is at home again. They're playing Daytona. Lakeland makes a trip to the East Coast as well, taking on St. Lucie. And then it's a battle between Tampa and Dunedin at TD Ballpark this week. Base is full, two outs, bottom two. Zapata switcher to batting right awaits the first pitch. That's taken down and away for a ball. Bradenton looking to strike first at home. Mendez settles the 1-0. Down and in for ball two. Bradenton has lost five of their last six games. They got up to a good start in the second half of the season. Both teams currently 6-9. 2-0. Swinging a fly ball. Out of play behind home. Bradenton got off to a 5-1 start after they won the first three in Clearwater. Won two out of three against Lakeland at Lee Comp Park. 2-1 pitch. Down and in for ball three. He's missing with everything right now. He's trying a fastball, the changeup. One more ball and a run will score. Two outs, bases full of Marauders. 3-1. Swinging a pop foul behind to him again. And the count has been filled up here against Zapata. Sitting 172 this year in 31 games. Does have five RBIs. Looking for at least one more here. Two outs, the 3-2. Up and away, ball four, and Zapata walks to bring in a run. It's 1-0 Bradenton in the second. bases still filled up here with Marauders. As top of the order back around as Gerald Toledo comes to the plate for his pitch. Up and in for ball one. It's been a tough second half of this inning for Mendez, and now Jupiter may get some arms going in the bullpen. The 1-0. Down and away. Back pick towards third. They would have had him. The throw was not on target, though. From Ignafo. That's Polanco at third. Sosa at second. Zapata at first. As Toledo takes ball three. And things are quickly spiraling out of control for Mendez. It's also nearing his 35 pitch second, 3-0. And a get me over fastball, a called strike. Threw 12 pitches, 8 strikes in the first. He just threw his 42nd pitch in this half inning. 3-1. That's taken on the inner edge, a called strike. So, second straight batter will be full count. The base is loaded. One nothing, Bradenton. Runners in motion on the pitch. 3-2. Taken, called third strike, and that ends the half inning. Rodder is going to run on one hit, but they leave him full. They do have a 1-0 lead, though, after two on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24-7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the third inning, Bradenton 1, Jupiter nothing as Carlson Reed faces 8-9-1. Angelo Despina steps in the left side, open stance. And first pitch is watched down and away for ball one. It was a bases loaded walk to Wesley Zapata in the last half inning that scored a run. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Really good change up there from Carlson Reed, and the count's even. Bradenton also has the only hit so far as leadoff single from Axiom Plaza last inning. 1-1. Swing and a pop up. Third base side. Zapata, back of the base to his left, makes the catch in fair territory. One out is recorded in the top of the third inning. Well, Jupiter last week had a home-and-home with Palm Beach, which they share the same ballpark, so they didn't have to travel anywhere. First pitch to Junior Sanchez, a lefty, as he watches it low. For ball one. The 1-0. Down and in. And Sanchez is ahead. Hitting 179 this year. Two doubles, no home runs, and four RBIs in limited game action, playing in his 18th game. Two-ball pitch is taken for a called strike. Now last week, it was the same result that happened to Bradenton. 2-1, flowing in the air down the left field line. Sosa long run over in a foul territory. Makes the catch on the run. Right before, he almost slammed the netting. Miguel Sosa chases one down with a second out. Carlos Reed showing some respect to Sosa, points out to the outfield, said thank you. It's Kobe Shea, top of the order, back around. As the opening pitch, the DH is off the plate outside for ball. But Palm Beach won 5 out of the 6 games last week against Jupiter. So both teams coming in the same record and same history. A 1-0, check swing on a changeup, and it's a called strike. Only game that Jupiter won, they won 6-4 on July 4th. 1-1, swinging a ball struck well to deep left field. Sosa chasing back. It's over the wall, a home run. Nice catch by the fan as well on the boardwalk as Kobe Shade goes yard to tie the game up at 1. For Shade, that's his 4th home run of the season. That's the first hit today by Jupiter in the 3rd. Base is clear, 2 outs, so a 1-1 tie game now. As Shane Sasaki steps in the right side. Reed twirls home. And the first pitcher runs up and away for a ball. Well, for Carlson Reed, that's just his 3rd home run allowed of the season. Wano is taken over the heart of the plate for a called strike. He's given up 1. In Tampa on May 16th, the 1-1. Slider ripped out and miss. Searching for his 4th strikeout of the day. Other home run came the week after, May 23rd against Dunedin. 1-2. And a called 3rd strike. Sasaki's punched down on another off-speed pitch. 4th strikeout for Carlson Reed, but a home run from Shea ties the game at 1 after 2.5 from Lecom on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. For the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three as Bradenton and Jupiter are notched at one. First pitch to Connor Delgado is hit in the air. Deep left field. Alderman walking back to the track makes the catch as Delgado just narrowly missed that one. And so one pitch, one out for Julio Mendez in the third inning. It was a home run hit to left field by Kobe Shea that tied the game up. Bradenton took the lead in the second on a bases-loaded walk. Here's another slugger in Esblin Valdez, the righty, as he watches a fastball thigh-high called strike. Valdez, 9 home runs, 35 RBIs coming in. The 0-1, swinging a line drive to left field, a base in. One hopper in front of Alderman. Welcome back, Esblin Valdez. A 1-for-2 day for Valdez in his return back from the injured list. Axio Plaza, the right-hand hitting DH, steps in. First pitch is swung on, popped up in the air. First base side out of play. Slices out. Speaking of injuries as well, there is some good news coming out of the Dunedin Blue Jays camp today, about 20 minutes ago on social media. The 0-1, up and away with a changeup for a ball. July the 6th at TD Ballpark, Blue Jays outfielder Yanni Munoz was taken to the hospital after he slid into second base. The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball hit in the air, deep right field. Cruz twists and turns around. He's back to his right, makes the catch in the warning track. That was an adventure, but he set to the side for the second out as Valdez retreats to first. Nearly got an opposite field blast there. Omar Alfonso coming up. But Munoz is sliding to second base, and he slid in head first, and he's was in stable condition when he was taken to the hospital, but it was an injury in the bottom of the fifth inning against Clearwater, and so the game was called complete. First pitch is a fastball at the knees, a called strike. There had been no update for a few days, and it was just announced that he's been discharged from the hospital, is now in MLB concussion protocol, but he was down for quite some time on the field as a possible head and neck injury. The 0-1, and Elmore takes outside for a ball. So happy to hear for Yanni Munoz. Always a scary sight when it slided. It was high, and so his back and the way his neck was contorted. As a 1-1, off the plate, for ball 2 on Omar. 1-1 tie game, bottom three. Valdez at first base as Julio Mendez looking for a bounce back third. 2-1. And that's watched outside for a ball. Just missed. Pitch count up to 53 pitches now. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Counts full on Omar. Last week was 3-for-21 between both three-game series. 3-2 runner in motion, and it's inside ball four. Omar walks. Places runners at first and second in the bottom of the third inning. A 1-1 tie game as Eddie Rodriguez walks the plate. Bradenton 2-8 so far. One by Plaz, last inning a single, who then scored on a base loaded walk. And Valdez at second base. First pitch is a fastball, a called strike, bottom of the zone. Well, Bradenton's offense as well, they're still looking for an extra base hit. They haven't had one since Wednesday. The 0-1. Swing and a pop-up foul. Got to play the right side. It's 0-2. They come in at their last 18 hits, having been singles. Two today, making their last 20. It's quite a streak they've been on. 0-2. Swinging a number back towards the mound. Mendez off field, spins underhand, flips to first, and that's the third inning. No runs, a hit. Two men left on base. We played 3-1-1 tie game. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Hall Schemes bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning as Ryan Ignafo, the righty, steps in. First pitch from Carlson Reed is on the outside corner, a called strike. Bradenton 1, Jupiter 1. Hammerheads tied the ballgame last inning on a Colby Shade solo home run. And the 0-1 is reached for and punched up at the air down the right side out of play. Quickly, two strikes on Ignafo, struck out swinging his first time around. Reed's ready, and the 0-2. Check swing on the appeal down to first, and you know, Rick says that Ignafo held up. Jupiter has had a lot of players this year that have been called up to Beloit. 1-2, breaking ball, muscled up in the air. Left field, Sosa playable as he wanders in and out of the right and sets it aside. One gone in the fourth inning for Kemp Alderman, so this is a lineup that has lost a few pieces. Team in the first half that was right there in the thick of it until the last day. Edged out by Palm Beach, won that first half. Righty Kemp Alderman takes a fastball upstairs for ball one. Bradenton was not there in the first half. They were eliminated, but they played some spoilers in that last week against Lakeland. 1-0, and a slider ripped out and missed as Alderman tried to hold up on him. And the count's even 1-1. Bates is clear, one out in the fourth inning. The pitch smacked up in the air, deep left field. Sosa heading back. He's at the wall, and this one's gone. On the boardwalk, a home run for Kemp Alderman. His first of the season, and Jupiter has jumped in front 2-1 in the fourth inning. It's been a pair of solo home runs that have accounted for both hits and both runs today for Jupiter. tough for Bradenton. Here's John Cruz, the lefty swinging. Pops it up, right side of the infield. Rodriguez in on the grass, just behind the mound. Squeezes it for the second out. So two outs, a run in. JT Mabry, right-handed batter. First pitch is a letter high fastball, 94 called strike. A one check swing in Mabry. He held up and the count's even. Bradenton now has given up 8 home runs, which is the second most, at least right now. They came in with the third most home runs allowed at 6. 1-1, and a breaking ball low. It was a wild week between Dunedin and Clearwater. The DJs gave up 14 home runs in 6 games. 2-1, jammed in the air, behind home, though out of play. I mean, that is just an incredible pace. If you think about it, Bradenton in the month of June, who led single A in home runs, with 31. 2-2. Old foul, third base side. I bet you know what happens is that Clearwater, who hit all those home runs because that was the series they played, Clearwater will won any of the rest of the month. You never know. Jordan Fire is having a great year for the Threshers. Reed searching for his fifth K, 2-2. That's down and away. With the slider, the count's full on Mabry. McCants is on deck with two outs. A run in, the 3-2. Fastball just a hair low for ball 4. So Mabry walks. This is the second free pass issued today. Back-to-back innings with a solo home run by Shade and then Alderman. Runner at first for the second baseman. Batting left against the righty Carlson Reed. Fires home. And a changeup. Low and away for ball 1. Can't scratch it out the second to end the second inning. Reed is hoping for something similar here. As he settles in, the 1-0. Swinging a laser foul, third base side. Carlson Reed's pitch count now up to 59 pitches on his outing. 18 in the first, 10 in the second, 14 in the third. Here's the 1-1. Runner in motion. Pitches down and in for a ball. Throw to second is on time and able to get the runner in Mabry at second base. So Omar Alfonso ends the half inning himself as Jupiter gets a run on the home run. They lead 2-1 after 3.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot.
You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say.
Bottom four as Jupiter leads the Bradenton Marauders 2-1. Julio Mendez, lefty. First pitch is rifled through the left side of the infield in the left field. Shalene Polanco, first pitch hunting. As he slots it through the left side of the infield. Marauders with their third hit today. All three have been singles. As here is Miguel Sosa, the right-handed batter. And a 2-1 Hammerheads lead. Opening pitch, bunt shown. Bunts it down right back to the mound. Mendez looks towards second, but will throw to first. So it does move the runner. So one out, a runner at second, 2-1 Hammerheads as Wesley Zapata switch hitting third baseman. Bats right, opening pitch. And he crushes that one to deep left field. All the men tracking back. He's at the wall and it's off the fence. Polanco waves around third base, he scores, and Wesley Zapata, a wall ball double, ties the game at two in the fourth inning. Zapata has plated both runs today. It was a bases loaded walk in the second, and an RBI double in the fourth. Top of the order back around is the switch hitting Gerald Toledo. Batting right against the southpaw Mendez. Got a 2-2 tie game in the fourth inning. First pitch, and Toledo takes up and away for ball one. Zapata with RBIs this year. 6-7 today. That's his fourth double, starting to heat up. 1-0. That's tipped out of the glove of Ignafo. Zapata last week was 4-for-10 with a double and two RBIs, and so it's been a good run for him to start the month of July. It could be one of those months like Javi Rivas, where he hit 340 in the month of June. Rivas is off today. 1-1. Breaking ball down to the dirt. 68 miles an hour. That's what the radar gun picked it up as. That's a really slow curveball. 2-1. Foul off the right side, and I think that's the first curveball we've seen today out of Julio Mendez. Some witchcraft stuff. You go from 90 to 68. Glad 0 for 2. He's been punched out twice. Looking to put a ball in play here. Give Bradenton back the lead. 2-2. Foul back. By the way, the double for Zapata is the first Marauders extra base hit since last Wednesday. Axio Plaza had a double in the eighth inning against Fort Myers. Runner motion, breaking ball high and in, throw to third, and they got him. Zapata is hosed at third base. It was a ball, another curveball. So even on the 68-mile-an-hour pitch, Zapata is tagged out at third. Ignafo able to get him, and the bases are wiped clean with Two outs now in the fourth, 3-2. And that's spiked to the dirt for ball four. Toledo reaches, and the inning continues. A run in on the Zapata double. Bradenton 2, Jupiter 2. As Connor Delgado is switching to shortstop. Walks up to the plate. Righty throwing in the bullpen. Bunt shown, pulled back. It's in the dirt. Toledo now takes off for second. Throw is in time, and Toledo is gunned down at second base. Two men are running the outs on the base pass in the fourth inning. Marauders do get a run, though. They tie the game at two on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment and expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, well, let's go, bring me. ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, well, let's go, bring me. ABC.
Jordan McCants, the second baseman, leads things off at the top of the fifth inning, as Bradenton and Jupiter are tied at two. Ready, Carlson Reed fires home. First pitch is topped to the ground at right side. Toledo to his right, down on knee, pops up and throws to first. And McCants grounds out to second base for the second time today in two trips. First baseman is Angelo Despina. He just threw his 61st pitch of his outing. First pitch is a breaking ball outside for a ball. Jupiter has struck lightning twice in a bottle. They've hit back-to-back innings with a solo home run. The 1-0 and a slider on the outside edge called strike. Those have been the only two hits that Reed has allowed today. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good change there. Strike two on Despina, who popped out to third back in the third inning. 1-2. Check swing on the appeal. He did not go around. That was a 94. Mile-hour fastball up in the zone. And Despina nearly chased it. Try again, 2-2. Slider low and in of the shoe tops. And Despina lays off. Three, two. Swing on a ground ball towards first. Off the chest to Rodriguez. Flips to Reed as recovers in time. Back-to-back groundouts to start this fifth inning. It's now four groundouts today by Reed, who mentioned it back in the first inning, but has the best ground ball rate of the Pirates sort. It's better than guys like Bubba Chandler, Adonai Parachi, who's the second highest. Two outs, base clear for Junior Sanchez, the 9-0 hitter. Show his bunt, and bunts it foul right off of Alfonso. Carlson Reed looking for his second 1-2-3 inning today. Now the 0-1. He's bounced in the dirt for a ball. Speaking of Bubba Chandler, he's pitching today for Double Altoona. They are the free MILB.TV game of the day. They're taking on the Orioles affiliate. As a fastball just narrowly misses on the inner edge. That is the Bowie Bay Sox. There's a one of the top prospects of the game, too, not only in Chandler, but Samuel Basayo, who's the catcher. 2-1 down and in with another fastball. So Junior Sanchez, who has a hitter's counter, 3-1, top of the order on deck for Jupiter in the fifth inning. Reed's ready, 3-2. And swing and a miss for strike three as Sanchez is punched out to end the half inning. We're halfway home, 2-2 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, Jupiter 2, Bradenton 2, as switch hitting shortstop Connor Delgado. Get things rocking and rolling in a tie ball game. First pitch from Julio Mendez is clubbed in the air. Shallow left field towards the line. Shortstop Sanchez is backpedaling and knocks into Alderman as he makes the catch. And now Alderman, a little bit shaken up there. Has some miscommunication between Sanchez and Alderman. And now a training staff to go out and to attend Alderman, who's, again, still a bit shaken up, Ryan. He was walking around, but threw his hat at first with some frustration. And being attended to out there by athletic trainer in Tyler Lau. All the men's good to go. One out of the home half of the fifth inning. Jupiter 2, Bradenton 2. As now Esmerlin Valdez climbs in the right side. Against the southpaw Mendez. Opening pitch is a changeup over the heart of the plate, a called strike. Well, Mendez, who would have thought he would still be in the ballgame through 32 pitches in the second inning. The 0-1, and a backdoor curveball is outside. Which typically, if you run any more than 35, that's it for you in an inning. It's always the baseball rule of thumb. As Valdez checks his swing on the 1-1, and it's downstairs. That's what happened to Carlson Reed last Tuesday, why he only went an inning and two-thirds. 2-1, fastball low. Mendez looking to get through five here today, but now he's running up to a pitch count issue. Just through his 75th pitch. 3-1. That struck well. Deep left center field. Alderman watches this one go for a home run. Way up there in the bleachers. As welcome back Esmerlin Valdez. He hits his 10th of the year in his first game back. And Bradenton has a 3-2 lead in the fifth. And now that will do it. Pitching change underway as Bradenton has a one-run lead again. 3-2, bottom five, one out, base is clear. Pitching change underway from Lecom Park here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
First pitch is a called strike to Axel Plaz in the new arm in the ballgame and the ready Luis Viseno. As the 0-1 is a breaking ball on the inside corner. It's a called strike, nothing and two on Axel Plaz right after Esmerlin Valdez hit his 10th home run of the season. He's now tied with this man and Axel Plaz, the team lead. 3-2 Bradenton in the fifth inning. Viseno's 0-2, high and in with a fastball as he's bent out of the way. 23-year-old right-hander, 6'4", out of the Santo Domingo in the DR. 1-2, and a breaking ball smacked to left field. Alderman chasing it back. He's on the wall, jumps up, can't make the catch. Laws slows things down to the second base as he's in there with a double. It's back-to-back extra base hits for Bradenton. They've got three in their last two innings after they had 21 consecutive singles. Laz is it now in scoring position with one out in the home half of the fifth inning. Bradenton searching to snap this three-game losing skid as Omar Alfonso batsman to meet Vecino. As a fastball tugged down and in for ball one. Vizcaino on the season in Jupiter, making his sixth appearance, his 0-1 of the even 70 array. He's getting up 7 runs in 9 innings. 1-0, and that's crushed to right field. Cruz, it's a missile off the fence for Alfonso, but that one should be a home run. I think that off the Flynn Law sign, and now Jim Horner comes out. It's over the yellow line, and now home plate umpire Garrett Nelson is having a word with Liana Ricks, and it is a home run. A missile off the bat of Omar Alfonso. Fifth of the year for Omar. It's his second at home. And Bradenton has opened up this lead, a 5-2 in the fifth. Base is clear, one out as Eddie Rodriguez takes a breaking ball inside for ball one. Three straight extra base hits for Bradenton. Two home runs in this fifth inning. Eddie Rodriguez rolls over a breaking ball foul. And the count's even 1-1. Well, Bradenton coming in had 5 home runs in the month of July, all coming last week. 1-1. Breaking ball lined towards the corner at left field, a base hit. Alderman fetches out of the corner as Rodriguez is sliding into second base with a double. Four straight extra base hits as the line just keeps on moving for the Marauders. And a mound visit used here by pitching coach Glenn Dishman. Rodriguez now 1-for-3. Shalene Polanco will have to wait. Mound visit right now, but Bradenton with a 3-run fifth inning to push in front 5-2. Scores around the FSL. Everybody else is off and running. Fort Myers behind on Daytona 3-0. St. Lucie at home. They've scored 2 runs in the first inning. They're in the second right now with Boston Barrow at the plate. No score in Dunedin between Tampa and the DJs, bottom one. And then Palm Beach and Clearwater were suspended in the bottom of the third inning, so they'll pick that one up tomorrow. Lefty Shalene Polanco swings the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. An explosive half inning for Bradenton's offense, who now have 8 hits in the contest. Polanco's been on base twice today as the 0-1 is rolled softly foul right towards the top step, and Solomon McGuire makes the catch. He was ready for it. Right next to the training staff and Alexa DeHaisler. 0-2. That one's hit on the air, twisting towards the foul pole. Can it stay fair? And it does not. Polanco nearly had his 10th home run of the year. 10 has been the number today. So Vizcaino has coughed up a lot of hard hit balls. 0-2. That one's hit out towards right field. Cruz in and over makes the catch on the run as Rodriguez retreats back to the bag, but another ball that was barreled up there by a Marauder batter. Everything has been hard contact. It's Miguel Sosa. Steps in the right side with a runner at second. 2 outs now in the fifth, 3 runs in. Sosa fouls the first pitch back for strike one. Wow, Valdez's home run was 109.4 miles off the bat. Alfonso's was 108.6. That's a couple hard hit baseballs there. 0-1. That one slugged in the air, right center, but playable as Sasaki over to the alley right of center, puts it away for the last out in the fifth inning. Two home runs, complete a three-run fifth. Braden has a 5-2 cushion after five on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply? Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning after Bradenton puts up three runs in the home half of the fifth inning, gives Carlson Reed a bit more of a cushion now. It's 5-2. Colby Shade steps in the right side. Start this sixth inning. First pitch is a slider ripped out and missed for strike one. Shade is one of the two runs today. Only two hits have been allowed by Carlson Reed. Both of them have been solo home runs. Shade hit one of those in the third. 0-1. And a fastball spotted on the outside corner, called strike. Carlson Reed right now. Good line for him so far. It's been a quality start out of him. Again, just two runs on two hits, two walks, five Ks in five innings. 0-2. Breaking ball slipped out of the hand of the backside of Shade. Thomas, a hot and humid day. As Reed picks up the rosin bag and now sets it down. The career high is six innings for Reed. He's pitched it twice this year, most recently against Clearwater on June 26th. 1-2 high and in with a changeup. And the count's even. He also pitched sixth innings in Tampa. Two-two. Up and in, and it hits Shade. I know that's got to be frustrating for Reed. As he went from 0-2 to hitting him on a 2-2 pitch. Puts a runner on to start this half inning is Shane Sasaki. Next man due up in the lineup card, rehabbing from AA Pensacola. Right-handed batter against the righty Reed. Strides home for his pitch fastball. Down and outside with 92 for ball one. Sasaki, though, is a guy who was originally drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays third round in 2019. As 1-0, just misses low. It's 2-0 out of Aulani High School in Honolulu, Hawaii. Duo, and that's rolled foul, third base side. And was just assigned to Jupiter today on rehab. toss to first. Was acquired in a trade on March 27th. He was in the prospect game for the Rays on their roster. 2-1, runner in motion, and now he's done. Now he's picked off. Rodriguez throw to second base, trying to swift move there, but Shade is caught stealing. Sasaki was part of the John Birdie deal. Happened right on the eve. 2-2, and he strikes out swinging. Carlson Reed with strikeout number 6 today. He's got Sasaki for the second time, and just like that, two gone, base is clear in the sixth inning. Really a three-team deal. Marlins received John Cruz, who was a Yankees top 30 prospect. Sasaki, and that one's lifted out towards deep right field. Valdez is at the track in front of the bullpen, hits up high off the fence near the yellow marker as Ignafo settles in the second with a double that nearly left the yard. That is the first non-home run hit today for Jupiter. 5-2, Marauders in the sixth inning. Yankees received John Bird in the deal, and the Rays received Ben Roethlisberger. Yankees have a plethora of catchers in their system, and he was just another guy that was in between AAA and the big leagues. I've used that spot for Carlos Narvaez now. The Yankees actually are in town taking on the Tampa Bay Rays this week, starting tonight. Carlos Rodon's pitching for the Yankees, and Ryan Pepiot goes for the Rays. Camp Alderman, right-handed batter against the righty Carlson Reed. Strides home. First pitch is smacked out towards right field on a hop, fielded by Valdez. He comes up throwing home, and stop sign held at third. Back-to-back base hits here in the sixth inning. Brings a tying run to the plate in Kemp Alderman, or in John Cruz, excuse me. Talked about him in the trade. Now he was acquired as well from the Yankees. His teammates with Connor Delgado last year. Five, two, Bradenton as Cruz, who's 0 for 2 at the plate. Reed fires. First pitch is blooped out shallow left field, and it dunks in, base in. Alderman trying to go to third. A throw that way is on target, and it's in time. Miguel Sosa with the outfield assist. A run does score, though, and Jupiter cuts it to 5-3 after 5.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, 5-3, Bradenton on top after Jupiter gets a run back. Bradenton hit two home runs in a three-run fifth inning as Wesley Zapata, switch hitter, batting left. First pitch to him is a breaking ball. He checks swing down. He went around for strike one. Well, the ball has been traveling well tonight. The wind is blowing out, but we've seen the wind, harder at times this year, and the ball just hasn't traveled. The 0-1, fastball runs up and away from Vizcaino up and away. Zapata's been on base twice. RBI double his last trip up in the fourth inning. 1-1, breaking ball rolled first base side, foul. Scooped up by Espina. Bradenton's hit two home runs. Two have been hit by Jupiter. They nearly had their third, four home runs today. One and two, the count on Zapata. Was five for his last 11 to the plate. So we're going to tap her right at home plate. Foul nearly ended up on home plate itself, which would have been a fair ball. Ball game is started by Julio Mendez, who went four in the third innings. He's on the hook right now for the loss. 1-2, and that's popped up. Left side of the infield, Mabry on the edge of the grass makes the catch in shallow left. Leadoff man retired. Top order back around is Gerald Toledo. Switch hitter. Bats left for the first time. Mendez was a lefty. An 0 for 2 day for Gerald. As he takes upstairs for ball one on a breaking ball. Walked his last time up in the fourth inning, which then was caught stealing at second base. 1-0. And it popped up again. This time right side of the infield. Foul ground to Espina. And allow with the back. First base, he backpedals and makes the grab. It's been back-to-back pop-outs to start this half inning. It's Connor Delgado, last man standing in this home half of the sixth inning. 5-3, Bradenton in front. Switch hitter batting left. Takes down the heart of the plate, a called strike. The 0-1, misses outside. 0 for 3 day for Connor. He's flat out three times. 1-1. Breaking ball. Finds zone for a strike. He's come close to a couple of home runs. Last week he went out to the warning track in right field in Fort Myers where the ball just does not travel at all. Alleys are massive there at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. It's really a pitcher's ballpark compared to Lecom Park. 1-2. Breaking ball whiffed out of this for strike three and a bounce back inning for Vizcaino. As we head to the seventh inning, 5-3 Bradenton on Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning as day is done for Carlson Reed, who goes six innings, gives up three runs on five hits, two walks, six strikeouts, and Landon Tompkins, the righty's in, a face 6, 7, and 8. First pitch is chopped right side, right at Toledo. Scoops and throws to first. Mabry's put away. Landon Tompkins' first appearance off the injured list was activated today, as was Valdez. One pitch in, one out. 5-3 Bradenton as Jordan McCants, the lefty, next man duo. Well, Tompkins was the closer before getting put on the shelf as that one's grounded. Second pitch, right side in the hole. Toledo to his left. Sidearm flings to first. Two pitches, two groundouts, and McCants does that for the second time today. He's grounded out to second base three times today. As we might not be able to introduce Tompkins, the hitting might be over. As Angelo Despina, lefty hitter. Opening pitch to him, he takes a called strike on the inner edge. Tompkins was placed on the injured list on June 19th, was activated today. Leads the team with seven saves. 10th round pick out of Louisiana Tech. 0-1 is rifled foul, third base side. Tompkins, good numbers this year. Coming in though, 1-0 with a 4.13 ERA in 18 appearances. 9 walks, 27 Ks in 24 innings. 0-2, and that just misses outside. Tompkins, who is a sinker ball pitcher. One, two, outside. And really, too, you look at the ERA coming in, it's really one outing, which was his last one before he ended up on the injured list. That was in Dunedin, gave up four runs in an inning. 2-2 bounces in for ball three. Had a 2.74 ERA going into that appearance, and it ballooned up to 4-1-3. But he's been money this year, especially month of May. 3-2, swinging a slow ground ball, third base side. Zapata charging, Fields throws to first just in time as they get him. Three ground outs and a 1-2-3 seventh. It's stretch time, 5-3 Bradenton on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever.
It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cennarona, mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensacci a tu.
Bottom seven, Bradenton with a two-run lead at 5-3. New arm in is Juan Reynoso's in for Luis Vizcaino. As Merlin Valdez, the first pitch, as he swings and misses at 94. Mile an hour fastball for strike one. 3-4 and 5 coming up here against Reynoso. Who comes set and strides home the 0-1. Fastball spiked in the dirt, and the count's even. 20-year-old from La Vega in the Dominican Republic, making his 24th appearance, has spent the entire year here in Jupiter. He's 3-3 with a 3.99 ERA. Four holds, two saves, and two opportunities. 1-1. Fastball on the inside, black, a called strike. 34 walks, 43 strikeouts, and 38 in the third innings. Opponents hitting .217 off of him this year. Coming off a not so great outing either. 1-2. Down and away with a fastball at 96. Gave up three runs, all the earned. Walked five in an inning and two-thirds against Palm Beach on July the 3rd. To start the year, he was money. Had a 0.77 ERA in seven appearances in the month of May. And now a pitch clock violation on Reynoso. Ball three, runs the count full. Three-two. Fastball inside, ball four. And it's a walk to Valdez, who's on base for the third time today. And he has really improved throughout this year. And guy in Valdez is just 20 years old. Axio Plaz, 2-for-3 day. Both hits have been inside the park, though. As a fastball inside of 94 for ball one. Both hits have well been the opposite way, which is a good sign to see for Axio Plaz. 18-year-old catcher from Venezuela, the 1-0. That one's lined into left center field, a base hit. Valdez stops at second. A three-hit day for Axio Plaz. Places two on for Omar Alfonso. Applause now ties his season high in hits. It's his seventh multi-hit game as well for a guy that's only played in 37 games now. Being on the mound is Ryan Ignafo. Goes out to have a word. 5-3 Bradenton, looking to add on to their lead right now. Omar, who hit a home run his last trip up, his fifth of the year. Reynoso strides home. First pitch is high and away. Back pick to second. Under the glove of Sanchez, but no advancement from Valdez. It was a sinking throw, and it just went under the glove. Ball one to Omar. One of eight current Marauders who are in the top 30 prospect system. Pirates or 1-0 is fouled off left side out of play. Omar comes in number 26 in the Pirates org. Probably has been one of the most consistent hitters on the team this season. 1-1. Down to the dirt. The scary thing is that talking with people, they say he's trying to find that power. I mean, he hits the ball hard. Really can hit it at all parts of the field. See all the doubles he accumulates, and now maybe starting to see the home runs starting to stack up. 2-1, that's lined right back up the middle. Knocked down by Sanchez, steps in the bag, tosses to first, double play. Well, that was hit hard as they erase Claus off the bases. Valdez to third, but two outs now in the seventh inning and a two-run ball game for Eddie Rodriguez. That's good defense alignment there by Sanchez back up the middle. As Rodriguez, righty batter, takes a fastball called strike. 1-for-3, doubled his last time up. The 0-1. And fastball low. It's 1-1. From Reynoso, looking to toss up a scoreless inning here in the seventh. Right, it looks to third. And the 1-1 is tipped into the mitt of Ignafo. Backstreet might have caught him there, too, on the mask as he taps Rodriguez, saying, I'm okay. And to looking to start off this six-game homestand with a win. One, two. That ball is hit well. The deep left center. Alderman at the fence. It bounces off the Pepsi sign as he spins and throws to second base. A run scores as Rodriguez has his second double today. 6-3, Bradenton in the seventh inning. Rodriguez, who has hit well against Fort Myers this year. He's trying to spread the wealth against Jupiter a bit. Rodriguez with doubles number 7 and 8 this year. That was the one thing about Eddie as he races back to the bag. Shalene Polanco takes a breakable outside. Rodriguez coming in had 6 of his 8 multi-hit games against Fort Myers. And he's got one here against Jupiter now. And his first meeting against them this year. The 1-0 to Polanco. Ripped out and missed a fastball on the outside edge, and the count's even. One ball, one strike. Reynoso sets just above the belt. The pitch. That's looped in the air down the left field line. Alderman long run over towards the fence, and it bounces foul. Carried off the sidewall by Lepenzi group area. Bradenton 10 hits today, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Jupiter 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Polanco, who's 1-for-2 today, he's walked, also a run scored. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. Curveball gets him. to end this half inning. What another run in on the double from Rodriguez. 6-3 to the eighth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, and Mike Walsh is into the ballgame out of the bullpen as he replaces Landon Tompkins. When a scoreless half inning, Junior Sanchez, 9-1 and 2-2 up, as the lefty batter takes down it in for ball one. Walsh is now the third pitcher used today, second out of the bullpen. Carlson Reed, six innings, and 1-0 to Junior. The fastball that zips up and away, it's 2-0. Walsh, a ninth round pick out of Yale, comes in with an ERA of 1 this year. Two ball pitch, and a slider sweeps over at the knees to call it strike. His 16th appearance of the year, Walsh is 1-0. Has allowed two earned runs in 18 innings. Walked just three, struck out 22. 2-1, swinging a slow chopper right side. Rodriguez charges in. He with the bag steps on it. One gone to start the eighth. That is now four straight groundouts. Landon Tompkins had a 1-2-3 seventh. All three were groundouts. Wallace coming off an appearance in Fort Myers last week. Gave up an unearned run in an inning as Colby Shade takes off the plate outside. One for two today for him. He homered back in the third. So two of the five hits have scored two of the three runs. 1-0. Hit the opposite way down the right field line. Slicing away from Valdez, and it's into the seats out of play. Branton has hit two home runs. They've also given up two home runs, but they lead 6-3. Top of the eighth, 1-1. Now back. Well, tomorrow will be an early one, 11 a.m. Final early game of the season, at least here at home. 1-2, slider whiffed out and missed for strike three. Mike Walsh. Strikeout here, two gone in the eighth. Two outs for Shane Sasaki. 0-2 in his start of the rehab. Popped up in the air, first pitch swinging, right side of the infield. Rodriguez backs up on the grass, makes the catch as he continues to backpedal. And that is now six in a row retired out of the bullpen. 6-3 Bradenton Bonnet next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 6-3 Bradenton as 8-9-1 Miguel Sosa steps on the right side as Reynoso out for another inning. His first pitch curveball bounces the dirt for ball one. There have been some changes in the field for Jupiter as Alderman goes from left to right field. Sasaki is out in center as John Cruz is now playing center field. And the 1-0 high and in for a ball. Looks like Raul Martinez is now playing left field, batting second. 2-0. This is high. In tight for ball four. Four-pitch walk for Reynoso. Put Sosa on second walk. He's worked today. He's 0-2. Now, Jupiter, that's one thing for them. They have walked more than they've only struck out five. Granted, five of the walks came from Mendez, a starter. As Wesley Zapata switched to bats left, a three-run lead. First pitch. Inside for ball one. Lights starting to turn on here on this very overcast day. 1-0. Fastball just outside. It's 2-0, so it's been six straight balls from Reynoso to start this half inning. Ball count and the pitch. Fastball this time clips the outside corner for a called strike. There's nobody warming in the bullpen in right field, so it looks like Mike Walsh would have the ninth inning as well, which would be a safe situation for him. Even if Bradenton does score a run here, entered in the ball game in a safe situation. 2-0, bomb of the zone, called strike. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Pirate system today. Two balls and two strikes on Zapata, the offering. Here it is. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Zapata's punched out. One gone in the eighth inning for the top of the order in Gerald Toledo. Pirates wrapped up their series yesterday against the New York Mets at home. Today, they are in Milwaukee. Taking on the Brewers, second time that they're there. Josh Fleming getting the start tonight against Colin Ray. 8:10 p.m. Eastern Time, first pitch. As Gerald Toledo takes off the plate for ball one. Triple-A Indianapolis was rained out at home, starting their series against Columbus. Double-A Altoona at home, up 1-0 on the Bowie Bay Sox. David Bednar is pitching right now on rehab. Has 1-0. Called strike. How about that? If you're on the Bay Sox, which again, they have just one hit so far because they have faced, well, there's only two innings out of Bubba Chandler. 1-1 is fouled back. Jaden Woods, seventh round pick out of Georgia last year, pitcher Bradenton, goes inning and a third. And then they throw another rehabber in Ryan Barucki out there on big league rehab. And then they go another big league rehabber, David Bednar. One, two, in tight. So if you're the Bowie Bay Sox, you're going to rehab the death right now from a couple of big league arms and another top 50 prospect. High at Greensboro, they gave up 8 runs in the ninth inning on Saturday to snap their 9-game losing streak. It was a marathon game on 11-10 final score. 2-2, that's popped in the air foul off the left side. They are up 7-5 right now against Winston-Salem at home. The offense just continues to do their thing. Jack Brennigan has hit 2 home runs today. He's got 13 on the year. P.J. Hilson, Tamar Johnson each with doubles. And here's a 2-2. Breaking ball, tap foul, home plate. And Johnson, that was an RBI double that scored Kalai Harrison. Billy McKinney's also on minor league rehab with Greensboro right now. There is a slew of roster moves today around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, from big league all the way down to DSL. 2-2, fastball low. The three today, we've talked about most of them. There were 3 moves involving Bradenton, though. Valdez is off the injured list. He's homeward today. Landon Tompkins off the injured list. He's pitched a scoreless inning. And Justin Mickness was activated off the development list today. 3-2. That's down at the end of the shoot. Tops for ball 4. And Toledo walks for the second time. That's 2 walks in this 8th inning. Bring up Connor Delgado. Mentioned Barucki and Bednar. Rehabs right now in Altoona. McKinney, minor league rehab in Greensboro. And then Hunter Barco was placed on the development list in Greensboro. It looks like that is just to manage his innings. But some other complex news. Tony Blanco was placed on the 7-day IL. But she's having a terrific year. One of the Pirates' top prospects as the first pitch to Delgado misses for a ball. And Tony Blanco Jr., another guy that could possibly get to Bradenton this year. Number 28 prospect, just 19 years old. Pirates signed for nearly $1 million. Pickoff move to second. And it's late as Sosa sneaks back in. First and second, one out, bottom eight. Bradenton in front, 6-3. Looking for some more offense to pad their lead. 1-0, and that's flied in the air, right center. Alderman over to his left makes the catch. Throw it back into the infield, is on a line. Two gone the half inning for Valdez. with the Pirates in Milwaukee tonight, the one really neat thing that was put out on social media by Milwaukee and MLB social media was that Paul Skeens requested to meet with Bob Uecker. He's been the longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers on radio. Guy you might know from the movie Major League. First pitch up and in on Valdez, the righty for ball one. His famous call from Rick Vaughn in the movie, just a bit outside. One oh is a called strike. Throw to second base, and they picked him off. Sosa is nabbed from behind home plate, and that ends the eighth inning. So we go to the ninth, 6-3 the score. Branson trying to close things out here at LeeCom on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at LeeCom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at LeeCom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, Mike Walsh looking to slam the door on the Jupiter Hammerheads in the first game of this week-long series. Walsh, who pitched a scoreless eighth, a 1-2-3 eighth, I should say, as well, will face 3, 4, and 5 in the ninth inning. Ryan Ignafo, Kemp Alderman, and John Cruz. First pitch to the righty catcher in Ignafo is whiffed at and missed on a cutter there for strike one. Walsh had 4 saves last year and 5 opportunities for Bradenton. Looking for his first this year. The 0-1. Slider in tight for a ball. Walsh was injured at the middle end of May last year, was out for the year. Pitched 9 games. 1-1. Foul back. Strike two on Ignafo is 1-for-3 today. Doubled and scored in the sixth inning. Jupiter has 3 runs on 5 hits today. 2 of those runs coming on a pair of solo home runs. 1-2. Slider hit well in the air. Center field. Polanco tracking back on the run. And he makes the catch on the run. Right on the edge of the track. One isn't doing much now, and that's a loud first out. One out, base is clear for Kemp Alderman, the right fielder. 6-3, Bradenton advantage. Opening pitch is a fastball, kneecap high, called strike at 92. Alderman has one of those home runs today, also back at the fourth inning. Owani fans on for strike two. And you have to think Walsh is a guy who will get up to high A at some point this year, probably after the draft, and some of those more arms get in here. 0-2, and a fastball just outside. It's tough as well. There's a lot of arms in the system, not only just starting rotation pieces, but bullpen arms. A lot of pitchers were taken last year in the draft by Pittsburgh. 1-2. Slider flown in the air, right center. Valdez backs up to his right, squares his shoulders, and puts it away. Two gone. Bradenton just one out away from snapping their three-game losing skid. And it's up to John Cruz, who singled home a run in the sixth inning, is 1-for-3 today. Opening pitch to the lefty is lined right back up the middle in the center field. A multi-hit game for Cruz. He has accounted for a third of the hits tonight. Runner at first, two outs, 6-3 Bradenton, top of the ninth. JT Mabry, the righty hitter, as Walsh's first pitch is a cutter low. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Chased an off-speed out of the zone. The 1-1. That's line foul down the right field line, out of play. And so Jupiter, for the first time today, is down to their last strike. Righty Walsh sets from the belt. 1-2. Swinging a pop-up. Shallow right center field. Valdez and Polanco over. It's Polanco puts it away. And that's the ball game. Bradenton crushes a couple of home runs. Part of a three-run fifth inning. They hit two. And they go on to win 6-3. And the first game of this six-game set between the Marlins and the Pirates single-A affiliates. In the ninth, no runs on a hit. One man left on base. Tallies of this one, Jupiter, three runs on six hits, no errors. End up leaving three men on base. Bradenton, six runs, 10 hits, no errors. And they end up stranding 8 men on the base pass. We come back here, it's the post-game show. That's next year. Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leacon Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomason's ready to take you back through this contest as, well, the Marauders, they just slugged their way. They pitched well. Just an all-around really good team win today. They did everything right as they take game one from the Jupiter Hammerheads by a score of 6-3. Well, Bradenton, they got on the board first, starting in the second inning, in which it was a single to start things off by Axel Plaz. Then next two men were put away by Julio Mendez as a starter before he walked the base. Well, it's kind of lost his zone there in that half inning. And then Zapata with a base loaded walk to drive home the Marauders' first run at 1-0. Jupiter responded with a run in the top of the third inning on a home run from Colby Shade. And then they got another in the fourth inning, a solo shot from Kemp Alderman. That was most of the damage done today in the ballgame, but also against Carlson Reed. Those were the only two hits for a while. And then Bradenton tacked on three in the fifth inning to take a lead and never looked back after that. A solo home run by Esmond Valdez and his first game back off the injury list, his 10th of the year. That one would tie the ball game at two, and then the day was done for Julio Mendez, went four in the third innings, but was in line for the loss at that point, as then Axel Plaz with a double, who then scored on Alfonso two-run home run, and that would make the ball game a little bit more than that. And then in the seventh inning, another run for Bradenton on a double from Rodriguez. Zapata also the double in there too. And so last run of the sixth inning coming in on an RBI single from John Cruz. 6-3 final. Bradenton wins. Final numbers, Jupiter 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 3 left. Bradenton 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. Game time 2 hours and 11 minutes, seen by 500 fans today at Leacon Park. Winning pitchers Carlson Reed improves to 5-3. Julio Mendez, loser, falls to 1-4. Mike Walsh picks up his first save of the season. He goes 2 scoreless. Landon Tompkins also a scoreless outing as well in his first appearance out off the injury list. We come back for the postgame show. We will take a look at some scores and get you set for tomorrow. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Leacon Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as the Marauders pick up a win 6-3 over the Jupiter Hammerheads today to snap their three-game losing skid going back to last week in Fort Myers. Time to take a look at some scores now around the Pirates org. First, big league club, Buccos are in Milwaukee at taking on the Brewers. 8:10 first pitch. Josh Fleming, so about 20 minutes from now, they will get things rolling out there in the Central Time Zone area as they look to keep things going. They're still four games below 500, but starting to get closer again to 500 on the season, obviously with the trade deadline coming up as well. In AAA Indianapolis, they're rained out today. Doubleheader 2 days from now, so not tomorrow, but Thursday at home against Columbus. Double-A Altoona, they are still ahead 1-0, bottom seven right now against Bowie. And then Hiya Greensboro now losing 8-7. They've coughed up three runs in the top of the third inning. FCL Pirates lose today at home against the Red Sox 3-2. Seven-inning final score there. In the Florida State League, plenty of scores going on. New week, new opponent. As a couple, one score was suspended today. Palm Beach, a 1-0 lead on Clearwater, bottom three before rain came through. They'll complete that one tomorrow. Dunedin tied at two right now against Tampa, bottom five. Stretch time in St. Lucie. Mets have a 4-1 cushion right now on Lakeland and Daytona all over Fort Myers, who have been held just one hit today down at Hammond Stadium. Bottom six, 8-0, Tortugas on top. Bradenton with the win. They improved to 36-46, 7-9 in the second half. Jupiter Falls to 42-40 overall, 6-10 in the second half of the season. Tomorrow is game two of this six-game set. 11 a.m. first pitch, 10:45 pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. But that'll wrap things up for us here tonight. Thomas and Zarella, rest of our entire crew saying so long from Leacock Park. Bradenton picks up a 6-3 victory on this Tuesday night from Leacock Park. We'll see you back here tomorrow bright and early. Grab your coffee, grab your breakfast or brunch or whatever meal you'll be eating. Catch some Marauders baseball. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.